have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hallelujah. Let everything that have breath tonight praise you, the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is still in the blessing business. I know some of you are going through some trying times right now. I know that there are some of you who are on the verge of giving in or throwing in the towel, but I came tonight to encourage you to just to hold on just a little while longer. Everything is going to be all right, but you got to trust in God, and you got to believe that he's a rewarder to them that diligently seek him, and you got to hold on to his unchanged hand. I'm telling you, all the times that that you could throw in the towel, you don't. So this time, don't you throw it in. Amen. Hold on, because help is on the way. I'm telling you, God sees all, he hears all, and he knows all. And so it's not that he's not paying attention. It's not that he doesn't see you going through. But some things that you're going through, you just meeting the piper, because you sold it, so now you're reaping it, right? But then there's some of us who are going through, it's just our going through season. So we got to fight while we're going through, as well as pray. Amen. We got to stay before God. We got to press in. We can't give in. We can't give up. We can't throw in the towel. We cannot quit. We can't collapse. We got to stay in the race. Amen. Hallelujah. So good evening again, everybody. I would like to welcome you all. Amen. So keep it real with Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter, right? So tonight, we really want to go ahead and get out our accolades. So I want to shout out Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elation family tonight. Amen. I give God glory for them. Amen. I give God glory. I praise him. Amen. For this opportunity that she affords me. Amen. I don't count it lightly. Amen. It's just, it's helping me to be able to reach as many people as I can. So I thank God for that. Amen. So for those of you that are on right now, would you do me a favor? Tag a neighbor, call them up, call them on three-way. Let them know that Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter is on the air tonight. Amen. Tell them that they need to get here. Tell them that they need to not be playing. They need to get here. They need to get on. Hallelujah, because the Lord has a word for them tonight. And the word of the Lord is just to simply hold on. The word of the Lord is just to simply don't give up. Don't quit. Don't quit on him, right? We enough people have quit it on God this year, last year. Enough people have switched sides. Enough people have thrown in the towel. But you know you can't throw it in, because there's something on the inside of you telling you to go ahead. There's something on the inside of you telling you to just hold on and wait on God, because he will come through and it's going to be on time. I'm telling you, he's never late. He's never late. He's always on time. Amen. So I'm giving y'all an opportunity to go ahead and call them. Let them know I'm here tonight. Tag them. However, if you got to put them, messenger them, whatever avenue you have to use, do that so that they can get on the line. Amen. Tonight, I want them tuned in. I want them listening in. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you can hear me out there, someone who knows my number, message me, please, and let me know that you can hear me and it's crystal clear. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just would like to say this. I see a lot of people. Thank you very much. Thank you. I see a lot of people that are, dealing with some things. The thing about it is, listen, God never intended for you to go through some things by yourself. You don't have to go through by yourself. You don't have to go through in silence. You do not have to suffer in silence. God has people that are waiting, that are there already in place, in position to be a blessing to you. All you have to do is open up and let them in, right? So I just want to say that, because it's not that, we are supposed to bear each other's burdens. We are supposed to look out for our fellow man. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am. Am I my sister's keeper? Yes, I am. So we have to take all of that into the right perspective, and we have to know that we have to look out for one another. Amen. So tonight we're going into the word of the Lord, but first we're going to go into prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us go before the throne of grace, where we may obtain mercy. Father, tonight I thank you, God. I give you glory. I give you praise for all that you have done. I praise you tonight for all that you're going to do. God, I praise you for what you've already done. Father, you are so wonderful. You're so marvelous. Father, I thank you for being the love of my soul, the lifter of my head. I thank you for these, your people tonight that need you, God. Some need you for one thing, some for another. But tonight, God, we all need you. Lord, that's the most important thing. We need you, and we know that we cannot make it without you. So, Father, I ask that you bless us indeed. I ask that you enlarge our territories and our borders. I ask that you straighten up our lives, oh God, so that our lives may be pleasing unto you, Father, and that you will get the glory out of our lives. Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for your people that are tuned in right now and those that will come back by replay. Father, you know how to bless us. Father, we're going to hold on. Hallelujah. We're going to hold on till you bless us. We're not going to let you go. And Father, we just ask that you continue to keep guard over our soul. Keep watch over our soul. Lord, keep blessing us in every way that you see fit. Lord, we just say thank you. We submit to your will. We submit to your way tonight. And we come into agreement with what you want to do in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen. Again, this is not the time to quit, people. There are so many of your friends who are doing other things in other places. And it's sad, but you got to be the one. If you have to be the one that this is the only one in your family to love Jesus, to get it right with God, then you do be the only one till you can, you know, get yourself together so you can help them. You can't help nobody if you're not together, right? It's called the blind leading the blind. So until you can start seeing, then you can help others to see. So we thank God for clarity tonight. We thank God, hallelujah, that he is giving us a mind to want to serve him, a mind to want to pray to him, a mind to want to just to live for him, right? So I thank God tonight that we shall live holy. I'm making a declaration that we shall live holy. We shall walk upright before God, that we will do what God has called us to do in these last and evil days. Amen. So we just praise him tonight. We have to give God all of it. We can't give him some of it. We are not going to shortchange God, right? Amen. So we're praying tonight for those who were at the concert in Houston Friday, I think it was. And we're praying for those who were killed. We're praying for those who were injected with fentanyl. We're praying for those who were trampled over. I'm even praying for the young man whose concert it was, the Scott man. I'm praying for him. Listen, let me tell you something. Y'all got to really look beyond. You got to really see what's really going on. You got to know what's going on and get above the narrative and not behind the narrative. It wasn't his fault that these things happened, right? All right, he's an artist. And being an artist, he came to do his job. You know, and you know, he's used to people bum rushing the stage. He's used to people, you know, doing those things. So he really didn't know what was going on. And once he did stop the show. Even Cat Williams stopped the show when he was out there. So what I'm saying to you, why would you take a baby or young children to a concert that is for adults? Why would you take children to a concert that's for an adult? Just, okay, for an example, I don't know Boosie's name, but y'all know him by Boosie, or whatever his name, Boosie. Y'all know who I'm talking about. And why would you take your 10-year-old and listen to Boosie and you know what kind of music he put out there? I'm just saying, this thing is bigger than the Scott young man. I'm going to get his name in a minute. But this thing is bigger than him. I don't want to listen to the news. I want to listen to what they're not saying, and I want to listen to what God is saying. But that's probably, my husband was saying that there was a certain song that was played that caused all this stuff. And I haven't listened to it yet, so I can't say, but I probably will tell you next week. It has to do with some form of, I'm not sure. I haven't heard it, so I'll wait before I weigh in on it. But I do know that there were security guards, there was shot with fentanyl. They were shooting people in the neck, the back, the legs, wherever. But you cannot blame Travis. Thank the Holy Spirit. You cannot blame Travis Scott for that, all right? He came there to make his money to do his job. And, of course, anybody know that you do anything when you got people dealing with lives, you always take out insurance. So he has insurance to cover the deaths or whatever. But it's mighty funny. And like I said, the most people that go to see Travis mostly are white people, okay? They're not a bunch of African Americans. There were more white people in that place than anybody, or different nationalities. But this is what, and then that doesn't make any difference. But I'm just saying how everybody's trying to fault him for the deaths. How can you fault him? He was there to perform. He's already given all the money back to the people who purchased tickets. All right. So what I couldn't understand was that if this guy died Friday night, saving his future, well, it was his fiance. But then Saturday morning, they was burying him. I'm like, what are they hiding? You know, my mind went to wonder. I'm just saying. I'm giving y'all something to think about. Y'all got to pay attention to the narrative, though. All right? Pay attention to what's really going on. So I'm going to study it some more in the dark web. I'm going to the dark web to find out about this situation. All right. So let us go to the word of the Lord. Honey, we need to get in the word. Hallelujah. We got to stay. We got to find ourselves in the word. Whatever problems you're having, whatever situation you're having, guess what? It's in the book. And your word for tonight is, it's in the book, right? So let's go to Daniel. Have your Bibles. Let's go to the book of Daniel. Amen. I'm not going to be before you long, but we're going into the book of Daniel, the 10th chapter. Somebody say, Daniel, the 10th chapter. Amen. And we're going to begin at verse 1. And it reads, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Glory to God. So listen, in the third year of the reign of King Cyrus of Persia, a message was made plain to Daniel, whose Babylonian name was Belteshazzar. The message was true. It dealt with a big war. Here it is. It dealt with a big war. God had given Daniel a vision of a big war. Okay? Keep that in mind. He understands the message, the understanding coming by revelation. During those days, I, Daniel, went into mourning over Jerusalem. You know, when you go into mourning, you mourn, you're weeping, you're travailing, right? Over Jerusalem for 3 weeks. He mourned for 3 weeks. Y'all look at the specific number 3, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Remember the specific number 3. Jesus died and he rose in the third day. Remember the number 3. Where you had Paul and Silas was locked in jail. Come on, something happened. No, that's midnight. Sorry about that. But remember the number 3. Amen. Remember the number 3. Something is always, that number 3, some bad. The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is bad all by itself. He says, I ate only plain and simple food. No seasoning or meat or wine. I neither bathed nor shaved until the 3 weeks were up. So that right there lets us know that Daniel had a dream, or no, back then they were visions. Daniel had a vision, right? And when sometimes there are open visions. And what an open vision is you just sitting up, you are awake, you are highly alert, and the Lord will let you envision something. I have had open visions early on, years and years ago, I used to have open visions. But you see things. Come into your vision and you see it as the Lord is allowing you to see it. Some things I've seen, it was just as it was. You know what I mean? There was no taking away, no adding. It was just like I saw it. But then he, you know, he had this open vision, and he envisioned war. He understood what he saw. You know, a lot of times people go to have a dream, right? They dream, but they don't know the meaning. They don't have the interpretation of the meaning. They don't really remember all of the dream as well. But sometimes the Holy Ghost will reveal or bring it back to your knowledge what you dreamed about. So here it is, Daniel. He knew, he understood, and so he went on a three, and so in 3 weeks he mourned for Jerusalem. And as the Bible begins to declare, he didn't eat no pleasant bread. That means so the bread had to be nasty or bitter. It didn't have no seasoning, right? He didn't eat no, okay, and then didn't have no wine in his mouth, right? No meat or wine. He didn't even bathe or shave until the 3 weeks were up. I know that you know that there are some religions right now that when they're sometimes when they are fasting or whatever, they don't shave their face. They don't take their baths. And there are some times with the Jews, not Yom Kippur, but when it starts with the Yom Kippur, and when they fast, they, you know, just like now, you don't have sex. Same thing here. All right. When you are fasting, you refrain from sexual activity. You refrain from food or whatever you refrain or restrain, you know. And so sometimes you need to be refraining from that telephone. Amen. Glory to God. Let us keep moving. But this was for 3 weeks. And verse 4 says, and in the 20th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel, and some Bibles say Tigris, then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with the fine gold of Uphaz. All right? His body was also like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like an in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. So y'all, I hope y'all are picking this up in the spirit. He's telling you this, and we're gonna dissect it a little bit. On the 24th day, I'm gonna go back just to reiterate, of the first month, I was standing on the bank of the great river Tigris, up, and to my surprise, saw a man dressed in linen with a belt of pure gold around his waist. So that lets us know, if you wore linen, you had wealth. Come on, somebody. If you wore linen, you had wealth. Linen, fine linen. Come on. Then the Bible began to say a belt of pure gold around his waist. So that means that belt wasn't fake. Y'all know gold costs, right? Come on. It was not fake. It wasn't a replica. It was a real gold belt. Y'all better hear me tonight. Hallelujah. And his body was hard and glistening. So if his body was hard, I guess his frame was hard, but he said glistening, meaning that it was with light. It was light. It was illuminated. It was like, you know how you see something? Okay, for an example, you take pictures on your cell phones, and then you have those picture frames or whatever, and they're coming out, and you got lights all around you. You know what I mean? And it's like all eyes on you because you're glistening. You're lighting up, all right? As if sculpted from a precious stone, his face radiant, his eyes bright and penetrating like torches. All right. His eyes were like fire. Come on here. His eyes were like fire penetrating like torches. His arm and feet glistened like polished brass, and his voice deep and resonate sounded like a huge choir of voices. Now, his voice sounded that big. That means if his voice, when he opened his mouth and his voice sounded like a multitude. Now, if you didn't know this, man, when you get a little scared, come on, when you get to be a little frightened to hear one sound, where you're looking at one individual, but the sound sounds like a whole multitude. Do y'all know how big a multitude is? Come on. Or a choir. a huge choir. So a huge choir is considered 300 or plus, right? So my God, that's a lot of sound, okay? That sound is radiant, it's illuminating. That sound has some push behind it. That sound is loud, right? Especially for one person. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. For the men that were with me saw not the vision. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. But a great quaking fell upon them. So they fled to hide themselves. Let me say this. Glory to God. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. Let me tell you something. We talk about writing the vision, making it plain. It's going to speak and not lie, though it tarry. Just wait on it. Do y'all know some visions are for an appointed time? God may have given you a vision, may have shown you something, but it may not be the timing. Sometimes you be so excited, so excited because God has shown you a vision. But because he's shown it to you, it's not for the time. It's not for you to tell nobody right now. He showed it to you. Amen. He want to make sure you're paying attention. But it's not for you to go run and tell somebody that you got a vision. Sometimes he wants you to write it down. Make it plain so that a little child can understand. Make it plain because it is going to, it's going to speak and not lie. But though the vision may tarry, wait on it. It's still going to do what God says it's going to do. All right. So he says they couldn't hear. They didn't see the vision. Amen. But a great quaking fell upon them. So they fled to hide themselves. Therefore, I was left alone and saw this great vision. And there remained no strength in me. Come on here. Do y'all know anytime God gives you a vision, God gives you something and it's from God? How many of you know that you cannot stay in the presence of the Lord a long time and not feel a little weak? You will feel weak when you are in the presence of the Lord. But the Bible says in the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy. But you are so happy. You're so peaceful. You don't ever want to leave that place. You know, but it's a holy place. Amen. It's holy. And you can go in that place. You can go beyond the veil. But some of you never want to press in prayer beyond the veil. You just want to stay on the outer court. Come on. Let's come from the outer court and go into the inner court. Let's go into the most holies of holies. But we got to press in. We just can't stand on the outside. Well, I won't wish God to let me in. No, baby. You got to repent. Get yourself together so that you can enter in through prayer. You got to enter in with thanksgiving. You got to enter in with praise. You got to use all these components to get into the most holies of holies. Amen. All right. I'm telling y'all something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to know, can y'all still hear me? Because I'm getting a lot of people texting me in Messenger. Can y'all still hear me? Hallelujah. So we're going on. We're moving on. Can y'all still hear me? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So here we are at, we're going into verse 8. Yet heard I the voice of his words. All right. Now listen, you know, y'all already tired. Well, not, you know, he just don't have no strength to keep moving forward. Right? He says, yet heard I the voice of his words. And when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep, then was I in a deep sleep on my face and my face forward the ground. When you cannot come into the presence of the Lord, you're not coming to the presence of the Lord and see God face to face. Now, come on. You're not going to come into the presence of the Lord and see him face to face. You may come into his presence. Just enter into his presence with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Enter into his presence with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Enter into his presence with thanksgiving. You coming in thanking him. Lord, I thank you. You've been mighty good. I thank you for this. I thank you for that. I thank you, thank you, thank you. I praise you. I love you. I honor you. Okay. And enter his presence with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So when you get ready to get in the courts, you got to praise him for who he is. I bless you because you're God. I bless you because you're sovereign. I love you because you're worthy, you know, stuff like that. Amen. I'm getting a lot of people in my messenger, boom, 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 and that's why I ask for y'all to tell me if you could hear me. All right, let me just go back just a little bit. Going back, I, Daniel, was the only one to see this. Right? The men who were with me, although they didn't see it, were overcome with fear and they ran off and hid. How many times, leaders, talking to you now, that you have people with you, and you, they supposed to be with you, they supposed to be watching with you, they supposed to have your back, and the moment certain people, that there's some people that come up, that they get around, they get petrified, they get horrified, they run in fear, oh God, they will leave you standing because of fear. Uh-oh. Leaders, have you ever had people that were supposed to be walking with you, and when somebody came up, instead of them being there to stand with you, stand and protect you, to stand and cover you, they ran off in fear. They were horrified. They were petrified. They ran and left you for, might as well say left you for dead. Glory to God. All right. And then they begin to hit, they hit themselves. Fearing the worst. They just knew that you were out of there. They just knew something was going to happen to you. But if something had to happen to you, don't you know, if they were assigned to you, that blood going to be on their hands because they left their post. I don't care if God assigned somebody to me or if I'm assigned to somebody. I have a job that I have to do for that person, and that is to cover them and or to be there to help see them through, right? So you don't leave your post because of a big bad wolf. What if David had been scared of every giant that he fought? Oh, come on. What if he had been afraid to fight the bears, the lions, the tigers, Goliath? What if he had been afraid? He would never have known how great a king he could be, right? Glory to God. So y'all stop running and get scared and get some faith and get some holy boldness and courage. God can't use a punk in the spirit. He can't use a punk in the natural. He needs bold, courageous people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So they left alone after the appearance, abandoned by his friends, abandoned by his adjutants, his armbearers, abandoned by his intercessors. He went weak in the knees. The blood drained from his face. I heard his voice. All the sound of it, I fainted. I don't think we can be in the presence of the Lord. We can get in his presence. And when he began to speak, you just automatically, you go into the ground. I don't care how much you weigh. You could be 800 pounds. When God began to speak to you with that full authority in his voice, listen, you're going to fall to your knees and begin to worship. Come on. And then sometimes God will speak into your ear. Sometimes just a still voice. Sometimes he begins to speak into your spirit. Sometimes you get caught up in worship till you don't even know, till you don't even know what you're saying or doing. You're unaware. I mean, because you're all in the presence of God. Listen, I'm telling you, if you ever been in that place, you know what I'm talking about. It's something to experience. Something that you never want to ever let go. And it's something that once you ever get in there, you would want to go there every day. But yes, as Daniel said, he was weak, right? Amen. And he said, so here he is, weak in his knees, right? He drained. Glory to God. He was drained, glory to God, after all of this had transpired. They left him alone, left him for dead. People do that right now. You working with people. You our workers, co-workers, and they know somebody on the job mad with you. They'll leave you right there. They'll leave you out there by your lonesome. Okay, and the book says, and behold, an hand touched me, which set me up upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee I am now sent, my God. And when he had spoken these words unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words, my God, my God, my God. Hear this again. And I heard his voice, and at the sound of it, I fainted, fell flat on the ground, face in the dirt. A hand touched me and pulled me to my hands and knees. Daniel, he said quietly, he said, man of quality, listen carefully to my message and get on your feet. Stand at attention. I've been sent to bring you some news. When he had said this, I stood up, but I was shaking. See, he's telling the truth. He's sharing what had happened while we going through some things. We lie, and that's why you stay in your mess, because you won't come clean. When you are ready for God to deliver you, come clean, and he'll deliver you. But the more you lie, the more you're going to stay there, because he said a liar won't tarry in my sight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then he says, I'm going to read this one more time. Daniel, from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand, from the first day you prayed, this is what he's saying, from the very first day you prayed, some of you God is saying tonight, I heard you the first time you prayed. Oh, Lord, have mercy. See, y'all don't understand that when you pray, God hear us and he answers us. But what keeps him from answering you is your sin. If you are sinning, God's hand ain't fixing to move. So you're wondering why God ain't answered, is because of your sin that has you in trouble with God. So Daniel, I heard you the first time. He says, and to chasten thyself before thy God. That means to fast. He disciplined himself. He repented, got himself right before God. Thy words were heard, and I'm come for thy words. He's coming because Daniel had a prayer. Daniel prayed. Hallelujah, glory to God. He says, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, meaning that it was 21 days that the prince of Persia came up. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. And I remained there with the kings of Persia. Let me tell you something tonight. When you prayed the first time, God heard you. My God. He says, relax. Daniel, he said, don't be afraid. From the moment you decided to humble yourself to receive understanding, your prayer was heard. And I set out to come to you. But he said, I was coming to help you. I was coming, Daniel. I was coming, people of God. God said, I was on my way to help you or to send your angel that he assigned to you to be encamped around about you. I was sending your angel, my God. Hallelujah. He says, he was waylaid, meaning he was held up by the angel prince of the kingdom of Persia, by the devil. Let's say that, right? We do understand that the kingdom, that Satan is the prince of the air. So, and there are high-ranking demons. And so as your angel was sent to help you, to relieve you, to fight for you, to war for you, to be your angel of abundance, your angel of healing, or whatever the Lord have assigned them to do for you, the prince of Persia, the devil, yes, held them up. My God. Delayed for a good 3 weeks. But then Michael, one of the chief angel princes, intervened to help me, says Daniel. He said, I left there with the prince of the kingdom of Persia, and now I'm here to help you understand what will eventually happen to your people. The vision have to do with what's ahead. All right, so here it is. Daniel fought 3 weeks in prayer. He went into God in prayer. He prayed in prayer. He was in prayer. He was fasting. He didn't clean himself. He watched what he was eating. Amen. For 3 weeks. and nothing happened. Hallelujah. And so God sent his angel. My God. Glory to God. He sent his angel to go and walk for him, right? Hallelujah. And see, that's what's going on with some of us. God heard us, and he ready to move. Hallelujah. But there's sometimes there are people standing in your way. There are people that have been assigned to stop what God is doing in your life. And because you own a thin line from crossing over with them. So but because God is who he is, he sends your angel on assignment, right? To war for your behalf, to war against the devil so that God can get what he got to get to you. Listen, God always wins. Come on here, somebody. God always wins. Sometimes you got these lines. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You got these lying demons talking in you, trying to get you to switch sides, trying to cause you to regress, retract whatever God have already done in your life, cause you to say that God didn't do it, that it was, you know, you don't know how it happened, but you don't want to give credit to God anymore. Whatever they're trying to do, they try to hold up the prayer that you have prayed. They're trying to come up against the prayer that you have before God. They're trying to stop the prayer that you have prayed to God, the prince of Persia, the devil, Satan. Hallelujah. The kingdom of the prince of Persia came up, rose up, but God doggone, God said, now enough is enough. So he sent his angel that was assigned to you. He assigned this angel to you. He assigned Michael to Daniel to war for him, right? So we do have angels that are assigned to us to war on our behalf. You need to ask the Lord to dispatch them when you need help. When you need whatever you need, ask God to dispatch his angels. Angels do not have more power than God. They cannot move unless we give them the ability to move. God has to release them, but we have to ask for their help. Uh-huh. They're not going to move. They're anxious. They're sitting out. They're getting old as dirt. They got long gray hair down under their feet because you don't use them. You don't exercise them. And so they're sitting there, Lord, they didn't call on me today. You assigned me to them, but they don't use me. So I'll just sit here. I'll just bless your name, God, all day long because you're not using them. No, you don't tell them, you gotta be respectful. Always go to the Father and say, Lord, every angel that you've assigned to me, I need them to be in operation today. Send them before me. Send them out before me. Make every crooked place straight. Whatever I'm having to deal with today, God, let them break it up. Let them bust it up, Lord God. Let them tear down every wall, every stronghold. You gotta put them to flight. Come on, people. Woo, Lord, have mercy. What kind of time I got? All right, glory to God. But I came to let you know tonight, hallelujah, that God is fighting for us. He's fighting for us. Do not never think that God is not fighting for his people. And guess what? We always win. We always win. We always come out on top. We win because we are children of the Most High God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's already been ordained. The fight has already been fixed. We win. It's a fixed fight. We know our ending. We are victorious. We ain't got to wait till the battle is over. We can shout right now because we know in the end we win, right? We win. So we thank God tonight. Hallelujah. Y'all don't know when to praise, and we thank God tonight that we are winners. We overcomers, right? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we give God glory tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So know that God is fighting for you, and know that God is sending or will dispatch your angels to fight on your behalf. Amen. Hallelujah. The prince of Persia got to move because when you say move and when you say enough is enough, the prince of Persia got to move. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we just thank God tonight. Hallelujah. And it's more of the vision talks about what Daniel saw. Just a few more verses, and y'all can read that on your own time. Amen. Hallelujah. But it just blessed my soul to know that God will send somebody in a human-like figure or send somebody, an appearance of a man, and will strengthen us, right? I want to think about it. Don't be afraid. Everything going to be all right. Be strong. Be courageous. Take you some courage. Even as he spoke courage, courage, God wants us to have courage. He wants us to be bold. He wants us to be courageous in this hour so that we don't allow fear to overtake us. A lot of times when you're going through because you don't see anything transpiring or moving good on your behalf, you think God is not working and he's not already worked it out. He's already working behind the scenes. And we've been sitting there trying to figure out, what if I do this and do that and do that? Well, then you overthink a thing. And it shouldn't be that much. You put more stress on you than what you should have. Right? Hallelujah. So you got to learn how to fight, right? You got to learn how to fight. You got to learn how to fight, and fighting is in the spirit. You pray. Amen. You pray your way through. Pray your way through. Pray your way through. Prayer is a weapon. Your prayer life is a weapon. Your heavenly language is a weapon. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, I mean, how are you going to be able to go into deeper depths, you know what I mean? The Holy Ghost will help you as a guide. It will teach you and guide you in all truth. You got to have his Holy Spirit on the inside of you in order to be able to fight against the wild, you know, the devil. Amen? You got to have it. It's so important. So we thank the Lord tonight for his word. Amen. We're closing the paperback Bible right now. Amen. So we hope that you've gotten something out of the word tonight. Amen, amen, amen. So at this time, Dr. Kim McCann, we're getting ready to open up the phone lines. For some of you, those of you who would like prayer, or if you're just coming on to speak, let us know what city and state you're chiming in from. Amen. And we just thank God for you all. I hope that you got something that will stir up something in you to think about, that you got help. God never intended for us to live life or fight battles by ourselves, right? He fights our battles. Amen. Sometimes we have to pray about it, though. Sometimes he'll send somebody that can connect with you in the spirit. He'll send somebody that has the like-minded spirit that will help you pray you through. One can chase 1,000 to flight, but two can chase 10,000. So two are always better than one when they come in agreement. Amen. Amen. Dr. Kimmy Kim, let's open up these phone lines. Amen. Good evening, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, good evening. Good evening, caller. Amen. So tonight we send out our warning angel. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Mama, calling in from Houston. How you doing? Great word on tonight, Mama.
God bless you. God bless you. Good to have you on, Houston, in the house. Amen. We praise God for you and your family. Amen. I want you to know that God is working things out. You hear me? God is working things out. Amen. And we come up against every spirit that will try to attach itself to your family. We come up against every fiery dart, hallelujah, that the enemy will try to throw at you. We bind those spirits right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. I pray tonight that all is well in your home. I pray that healing is your portion tonight. Healing belongs to you. It is the children's bread. I thank God for your life. I thank God for what he's doing in you right now. Amen. And how you're allowing God to be God, and how you're putting your own will down, and you're picking up his cross. And I thank God for that tonight. It is so important that we live a balanced life. God wants us to be balanced. Amen. He wants us to have balance. There's nothing wrong with getting all the knowledge you can of concerning him, but he also wants you to put that into balance, because sometimes people are so super deep till they know earthly good. You know what I mean? So I thank God that you have balance tonight. Glory to God. Is there anything you want to say, woman of God? I just jumped in. I'm sorry.
No, I just wanted to say God bless you, and daddy, keep your family and keep you safe, and that they let the angels continue to watch over you and your family. And I enjoyed the word tonight.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you, and I accept. And you, I don't ask everybody, but you keep praying for me, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Keep listening. Love you. All right, God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Caller, you on the air.
Good afternoon. Good evening, Apostle Sylvia Hunter.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. Where are you chiming in from?
I'm chiming in from Mobile, Alabama.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Is there a prayer request tonight, ma'am?
Yes. Just keep me in your prayers that God steer me back in the right direction and that he give me clarity on some things. And, yes, that's my prayer request.
Amen. You want clarity. Father, tonight we thank you for clarity. Father God, as Daniel just said, he understood what he saw. He understood the vision. So tonight, Father, I speak that you give her clarity, oh God, in the mighty name of Yeshua. Whomever got that background noise, please put your phones on mute. And if you're trying to record me, put your phone on mute. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we thank God tonight that he's going to give you the clarity that you need so that you make the right choices, the right decisions, that you won't miss it. You won't miss a beat. You won't be stopped in this hour. And right now, Father, we thank you for her life. Father God, we thank you for the vision that you have given her. Father, continue to help her achieve every goal. Continue, oh God, to let her be a high achiever. Father God, and we thank you now. We block out and bind fear right now. And in the name of Yeshua, we bind the spirit of fear. We bind the spirit of sabotage right now in Jesus' name. And I speak that she shall go forth. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. That there be nothing stopping you, holding you back, or gripping you, because God's hand is all in this thing. And it shall come to pass. That is the word of the Lord for you tonight. You go in peace and you be blessed. Amen.
I receive it and you be blessed too. And you keep your head up.
Amen. It's up. Thank you, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, ma'am. I receive it. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Calling you on the air with Apostle Dr. Sylvia, huh? Hey! Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hi.
Good evening.
My name is Shaniqua. And I'm calling from St. Louis.
Amen. You calling from where now?
St. Louis.
St. Louis. Oh, okay. Amen. Is there a prayer request? Do you have anything particular?
Yes. To just keep guiding me. Give me the strength to keep going.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, God want to hear you pray. God want to hear you. He wants to hear you. He want to hear your heart concerning some things. I believe that you are a person that you're very articulate, but God wants to hear you. Amen. He wants to hear from you and give you guidance, because, you know, we all need guidance, and God wants to guide you in the right direction. My prayer is that you will submit your life to God fully, completely, wholly, and let God do what he need to do for you and through you. Amen. And I'm just praying. My prayer is that you let God be God and let your enemies be scattered. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You said your name is Shaniqua.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have any family that comes on there?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, is it your mother?
Yes, ma'am.
What's her name?
LaQuisha.
Okay. I was just trying to make sure, because I thought you were somebody else, all right, playing games. So let me go ahead and pray for you. I'm trying to figure, are you the one that's been in the hospital?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out which number child you are. Four. Okay. All right. Well, Father, I pray for every one of Minister Quisha's children right now that you would bless them indeed in the Lord's their territory. Father, I ask that you cover them right now, guide them, giving them the guidance that they need, Lord God, to stay in your will. Father, direct them, give them clarity, give them, let them make sound decisions. Father God, I ask that you, even with Shaniqua right now, that God, that you would give her the job that she desires. Father God, I even see business. Woman of God, I see business around you that you are owning your own business. I see that God want to do a work in you. Let God do the work in you that he wants to do. I know that you have tapped in some other areas, but listen, the only way to back to heaven, if you want to go to heaven, the only way there is through Jesus. And let God have his way. There are some things, God has so many great things in store for you, but don't you let people, places, and things don't to get you caught up. You understand what I'm saying? You got to pull yourself up by the boots now. You got to get out of things that are hindering you, things that are trying to stop you from progressing, things that are trying to progress or stop the flow. You're going to have to pull yourself up by the boots and walk out. There's some things, God said, there's some doors you need to close. There's some doors open that you need to close. Glory to God. You need to close those doors so that you can continue to continue on. But God wants you to come to him. He need to hear your voice. He need to hear you pray. He wants you to come to him. Draw nigh to the Lord, and he's going to draw nigh to you. And I'm telling you, your life going to be far greater than what you've ever seen before in your life. That is the word of the Lord for you tonight. I want you to go in peace. And I thank you for joining me this week. Come on again next week, all right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Caller, you're on the air. Are there any more callers before I get off?
Emma Holland is a witch.
And what else you have to say, ma'am?
Wow.
What I would like, let me tell you what I would like to say for you. What I would like is for you and your mother to sit down and with someone that you both trust, with a psychologist or a counselor, a therapist, or even a leader that you know, she knows, that y'all can sit down and talk to and sort of work these things out, because God is trying to restore families, and he doesn't like the fact that when families are at odds with each other and they're supposed to have the same common goal, which is him, he doesn't want families at odds with each other. He really doesn't, y'all. And it takes away from your family when both when you are coming up against one another or each other. My prayer for you, Sade, is that you and your mother will sit down and let someone counsel y'all, so that y'all and deliverance ministers, where that y'all can get free and get rid of these spirits, these demons, so that y'all can come together. Because not only will God want to use you, but he also want to use your mother. If you let him, amen, we got to give him a free will. He's not going to go against our free will, amen. And so that is my prayer, that you both will sit down with someone and get free for real, and stop this back and forth, back and forth. It's a disrespect to the kingdom of God, especially when you say you a woman of God and she says she a woman of God. The Bible says when you have an ought against one another, you're supposed to come together, or you're supposed to go to that person, that individual. And in the event that you cannot go to that individual and y'all can't reason and can't come together, the Bible said go and get somebody. So my suggestion is you go get someone that both of you would listen to, not just one way. It has to be both of you in agreement to listen to. Because if one person don't like it, that person that you got, then nobody ain't going to, you know, it's not going to be anything resolved, because you're not going to listen. She ain't going to listen or whatever have you. Get somebody y'all can listen to. And then the Bible said if y'all can't come to agreement then or resolve this thing, then you can bring it before the church. However, you both are not in the same ministry, but y'all can work this thing out with the help of the Lord. But you should not keep bringing women, men and women of God's name up in this controversy. It is against the law. it's called harassment communication. And so you messing with the right one when you mess with me. Now, I've let you slide for months, but now I'm not going to let you slide. So now I have it on tape. So now I have proof. You hear what I'm saying? So you're not going to keep coming on my platforms trying to threaten me. I said, I'm not scared of no witch. I'm not scared of no demons. I eat them for breakfast. I cast them out. But you don't waste time on certain things like this. And this is, I'm not trying to get out of character with you because you are God's child. We all are God's people. But you have to respect who I am in God. You have to respect my authority. And you most definitely have to respect my platform. So since you can't seem to get that in your head and nobody can tell you anything, I'm going to have to show you how it's done in kingdom. We don't deal with foolishness, okay? So I ask that you go get some help. Both of you go together and get this thing resolved so that God can restore y'all and that y'all can be a united force against the kingdom of darkness and not all this fighting amongst each other. Amen. Listen, you guys, I'm sorry I'm over time. That is my time. I'm sorry for me having to do this, but I got to do what I got to do. Amen. I love the Lord. I bless the Lord for you. I thank God for my husband releasing me to come and do what I do. I thank God for Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elations family. Amen. So I'm going to see y'all next week, the same bad time, same bad station. Y'all meet me here. Beat me here. Make sure you get here. Hallelujah. I love you guys. Shalom.
Could barely hold my eyes. Then my boss, he called me in the office by surprise. To myself, oh Lord, I put this in your hand. And with fear, I went to him, said, here I am. Close the door, I know that you're a praying man. My heart is heavy and I'm in need of counseling. I think I'm about to